This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Johnson & Johnson's long-awaited vaccine is giving new hope against the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The company says its vaccine appears to be effective against COVID-19, though not as strong as rival vaccines, which require two doses.
This is a single shot,
which Dr. Anthony Fauci says is a benefit in itself, since people won't have to wait a few weeks for another dose. Johnson & Johnson says it'll soon apply for emergency use approval in the U.S. Chief Scientific Officer Paul Stoffel says it expects to supply 1 billion doses globally within a year.
That means in this day, protecting 1 billion people from severe disease.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Union introduced tighter rules Friday on exports of COVID-19 vaccines that could hit shipments to nations like the United Kingdom, deepening a dispute over scarce supplies of potentially life-saving shots. But amid an outcry in Northern Ireland and the UK, the European Commission made clear the new measure will not trigger controls on vaccine shipments produced in the 27-nation bloc to the small territory that is part of Britain, bordering EU member Ireland. France decided against imposing a third coronavirus nationwide lockdown on Friday and instead ordered tighter controls at its borders, increased police action against curfew breakers, and a greater adherence to working from home. Prime Minister Jean Castex said the public health crisis remained of great concern as France's death toll jumped above 75,000, the seventh highest in the world. On Wall Street, stocks retreated from Thursday's gains, with the Dow Jones Industrials falling more than 2%, the Nasdaq dropped by 2%, and the S&P was down 1.93%. This is VOA News. Key allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny were placed under house arrest ahead of new rallies, as Russian authorities warned Friday that protesters could face charges of taking part in mass unrest. Navalny's brother Oleg and the coordinator of Navalny's Moscow office were placed under house arrest until March 23rd after the opposition politician urged Russians to stage fresh nationwide rallies against President Vladimir Putin's 20-year rule on Sunday. President Putin has signed a bill extending the last remaining nuclear arms control treaty between Russia and the United States. AP's Jennifer King reports.
President Biden and Russia's leader had discussed an extension of the nuclear accord. The New START treaty was going to expire on February 5th. President Putin signed a five-year extension that had been passed unanimously by both houses of Russia's parliament. The treaty limits each country to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads and 700 deployed missiles and bombers. Arms control advocates urge the countries to start negotiating follow-up agreements. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Biden administration says it's going to work to improve and enhance relations with Iran, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says restoring limits on Iran's nuclear program is a top priority, and that means getting back to diplomacy that can put the program in a box. Then he says the Biden administration can turn to reining in Iran's regional ambitions. Speaking at an event hosted by the U.S. Institute of Peace, Sullivan says Iran's other bad behavior is going to have to be addressed, but a critical early priority has to be to deal with what he calls an escalating nuclear crisis, as Iran moves closer to having enough fissile material for a weapon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The State Bar of Georgia is looking into a prominent attorney who pushed voter fraud claims after the election, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The State Bar of Georgia has opened an inquiry into conservative attorney Lynn Wood for persistent, unfounded claims of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 general election. The inquiry is being pursued under a bar rule that says if its disciplinary board finds a lawyer may be impaired or incapacitated to practice law as a result of mental illness, cognitive impairment, or substance abuse, the board may make a confidential referral to an appropriate medical or mental health professional for evaluation. Wood vows to fight the state bar with litigation if necessary. I'm Mike Gracia.
John Chaney, one of the nation's leading black coaches and a commanding figure during a Hall of Fame basketball career at Temple, died Friday. Chaney led Temple to 17 NCAA tournament appearances in 24 seasons. He had 741 wins as a college coach. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.